بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي سليمان خالد بن وليد رضي الله تعالى عنه قال. Still in this chapter, the last chapter, in which hadith of various topics are discussed. In this hadith, Hazrat Abu Sulaiman Khalid ibn Walid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, لَقَدِنْ قَتَعَتْ فِي يَدِي يَوْمَ الْمُوتَ تِسْعَةُ أَسْيَافِ. Hazrat Abu Sulaiman Khalid ibn Walid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that on the day of the battle of Muta, this was one of the most fierce battles that Muslims had fought. He says that 9 swords broke in my hand. Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, فَمَا بَقِيَ فِي يَدِي إِلَّا صَفِيحَةٌ يَمَانِيَّةٌ. And he says, nothing remained in my hand but one sword that was a Yemeni sword. That was the only sword that had remained. In the previous hadith we had read how Allah Ta'ala has created the heavens and the earth and all His creation, in which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that Allah Ta'ala created the earth on Saturday, and He created the mountains on Sunday, He created the trees on Monday, and He created all detestable things on Tuesday, and He created Noor on Wednesday, and all the animals He spread forward and sent them on Thursday, and created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam on Friday. In this hadith, with the battle of Muta is explained. This battle of Muta took place in the 8th year of Hijri. And Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that time had sent various invitations to various kings to accept Islam. In that he had sent Hazrat Harith radiyallahu ta'ala anhu with a letter inviting the Persian king also to Islam. However, en route, the Sahaba radiyallahu anhu, Hazrat Harith was killed by Sharahbil, who was the governor of the king of that time. And this was contrary to all intertribal relations, to kill an ambassador who was not going out for fighting or anything, just delivering a letter of invitation to Islam. So when he went on the way, he was killed. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to avenge his death, had sent 3,000 Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum to go and fight for the death of Hazrat Harith radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. And it was a very different occasion when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said that he had put Hazrat Zayd ibn Haritha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and made him the Amir, and said that in case he becomes Shaheed, then Hazrat Jafir ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu should become the Amir, and if he also becomes Shaheed, then Hazrat Abdullah ibn Rawaha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu should become Shaheed. And if after that there is no Amir appointed by Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Hazrat Khali, then they must choose an Amir from among themselves. And when this army went, then the king had sent an army of 100,000 strong to fight them. The Sahaba were only 3,000. And the enemy there 100,000. And when the battle took place, then the first Amir, Hazrat Zayd radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, had become Shaheed, exactly as Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said. And the brother of Sharahbil had also was killed in this battle. Sharahbil, the leader of the army, he fled from the battle and he took refuge in a fort. From there he sent message to the king of the conditions here. He sent another army of 200,000 strong to help them. And when he came, then the battle was a very, very fierce battle that took place. And if we can understand the great help of Allah Ta'ala with the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, who had made such an effort of deen and iman and trusting on Allah, all those odds, little wasawis came to them as they explained that how are you going to fight? But then immediately that iman of theirs was so strong strong that they went into the battle. Hazrat Jafar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he went into the battle and he was carrying the sword or the flag of Islam in one hand and with his sword in the other hand, they cut his hand which was carrying the flag. He immediately transferred the flag to the other hand. They cut that hand also. Then he carried the flag. Then he carried the flag between his teeth, supported by his bleeding arms. We cannot imagine. This is only what iman that we can understand. Otherwise, logically, mentally, it is beyond human conception to accept, to understand this. And anyway, he also became shaheed, and they found 90 wounds on his body, all which were on the front side. That is, he did not turn to flee in any way. After that, then the last person, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He went on, and in the battle, his finger got cut. And it was just lingering on the finger on its own. He put it under its leg and he just broke it off from there. And they carried on fighting. He also became shaheed. Then Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu was made the Amir, and Allah ta'ala granted victory on his hand. So with so much of odds, the Sahaba had fought, and in this battle they said, we never fought with our material power, with our strength, we fought with the help of Allah Ta'ala, putting our full trust in Allah Ta'ala. And we also have to develop our iman to try and reach whatever level we can reach of that iman, that we don't have trust on the material things. And this is the first effort which comes right from La ilaha illallah, that La ilaha, we take out our yaqeen from everything else and put it only in Allah Ta'ala. We are very, very, very weak, but this is the effort that we have to make, and we have to keep our guiding stars, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, in front of us and see, and nobody can deny this events of history. The whole world, from an Islamic perspective, from a Western point of view, from any, the history of the world has been preserved, and it shows that how the Muslims started with hardly any numbers, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam alone, and how they had established the Islamic Khilafat from Madinatul Munawwara and spread it in the world. May Allah Ta'ala let us honor and understand who the great Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were, and in our humble, broken way try and emulate them in whichever way we can. May Allah give us all tawfiq.